Thank you. It's a pleasure being here and having the opportunity to show the work of Gaspar Omar, that I had the chance to organize an exhibition in the Museu d'Art Modern in 1998. And this was the first exhibition devoted to this cabinet maker who I presented as an ensemblier, who made everyday objects into works of art. The different rooms showcased his furniture and also the specialties like ceramic tiles, metalwork, textile designs, his watercolor designs, and especially gathered the considerable number of marqueteries. The works gathered there reflected the different angles of modernism and showed how Omar, without foregoing the idiosyncrasy and the local traditions, swung between the effervescence of a floral, poetic, and symbolist modernism, and sober, contained forms with English and secessionist flavor. These every attractive sets, which in general items belonged to the less hyperbolic Art Nouveau trend, could be nowadays included among the finest cabinet work in the work of the time. One of the difficulties of our project lay is locating the works and especially persuading their owners to part with them. Furnitures are living artifacts and form part of day-to-day life. People who have managed to preserve them and who make use of them are reluctant to lend them. Even so, we were able to get together almost 100 items, most of them from the private spheres and the professionals of the museum, of the Department of Restoration, had to do a bit of touching up. In addition, as the artists belong to the ephemeral and uncertain world of decoration, some works had not survived. It's well known that modernism, which is no way neutral and aseptic, was a target for criticism for the artist movement that followed it, Novecentismo, which extolled the virtues of Mediterranean classicism, banished modernism in the 1920s. During the 1930s, the Catalan rationalist architects, under the influence of the Le Corbusier, designed light, hygienic furniture following the model of standardization and rejected the superficial ornamentation of modernism. And modernism was looked down and had to overcome other hurdles too. The social turmoil before the Spanish Civil War, plus the war itself, meant that many workshops were destroyed and extensive documentation was lost. This is what happened to Gaspar Omar, who received death threats and in 1934 had to close his workshops. As a result, when we began our research to prepare the exhibition in 1998, we had no corpus of furniture of by Omar and had to undertake a multi-sectoral investigation centered on his collaborators. Another, this thing, was the property speculation during Franco dictatorship was did as much damage as the exploding bombs. During those years, many modernist buildings were destroyed, and nevertheless, to say, the interior decoration of these houses suffered the same fate. During the 1950s, the survivors of modernism were repudiated until Alexandre Cidici published his modernista, Arte Modernista Catalan, which marked a turning point in the study and appreciation of the decorative art of that period in Catalonia. This book rescued its main actors from oblivion and devoted a long chapter to Gaspar Omar, who Cidici had the chance to meet. During the 1916, a series of exhibitions were organized on modernism in the museum world, which bolstered its acceptance in academic and official circles. Most importantly, MNAC, Museu Nacional d'Art de Catalunya, acquired at very low price a valuable modernista heritage for safeguarding for future generations. One of the jewels of this collection was none other than the interior decoration by Gaspar Omar from main floor of Casa Lleó Morena, refurbished by Lluís Domènech I Montaner, and almost 100 watercolor projects currently kept in the MNAC, in the Cabinet of Drawings of Engravings. This group, the height of Omar conception, refined a luxurious furniture, and the rest of the works gathered in the ephemeral exhibition in 1998 devoted Omar, revolved around this pivotal point. The items on show highlighted the different types of furniture and the specialties that were cultivated and workshops in which different professionals collaborated and reflected the setting of the day-no-day life of refined and cultural bourgeois elite that was received to European fashions. Gaspar Omar grew up surrounded by wood shavings. He was the son of a Mallorcan carpenter. According to family accounts, he was just 13. He left the island of Mallorca when he was born to make his way in Barcelona, which was in the grip of a building boom and had a prosperous industry and was preparing to host the 1888 Universal Exhibition. Further, and son joined the workshop of the furniture maker Francesc Vidal, who headed a large manufacturing firm producing furniture, glass, and metal objects. The ensemblier Vidal, who competed with architects, satisfied the demands of bourgeois who lived surrounded by furniture and objects that perpetuate historicism of exotic clichés such as neo-Renaissance, neo-Gothic, and Japanese. One of the principal activities of his workshop was luxury cabinet making, and Vidal owned a wood store. Its furniture was made from dyed walnut and Slovenian oak and stood out for its carving, crested decorations, and metalwork appliques. It sublimated the proto-modernism aesthetic world with a certain virtuosity and a funeral look because of the dark colors of the woods used. Anyway, the most profitable lesson Gaspar Omar learned at the workshop was, first of all, his training as a designer, decorator, and all-round training in the different trades, and secondly, a conception of decoration as a global work aimed at providing comfort to the users. Omar also preserved certain traits of Vidal's style in his approach to furniture, such as the inclusion of gilding, the profuse carving, the boring work, and the inspiration from certain traditional types such as the city with Philip Webb and Morris and Co, who had made fashionable. Remember that Vidal was a man with a cosmopolitan mentality, abreast of novelties introduced by the international events, and with a first-hand knowledge of the experience of the English thanks to his visits to London. When he made contact with the English manufacturer of cloisonné, stained glass, which he imported to Barcelona through his son, Frederick, who worked there in the workshops with Gaspar Omar. One of the first sets designed by Gaspar Omar was a living room cupboard and two chairs which the furniture maker's daughter kept in her private home in 1891. The light-colored wood, like the pink post and the sycamore, predominates over the chocolate-colored walnut of Francesc Vidal's furniture. The structure and its decorative details show reminiscences of Gothic and, in particular, of Violette Leduc, Nevertheless, Homer's bold and precious interpretation of the spirit of modernism is exemplified in one of his most emblematic leitmotifs, the Coupe de Fouet. In 1893, having spent 10 years with Vidal, Omar set up his own business in partnership with his father. One of the first important contracts he received during this dark period was the furniture for the boardroom of the Lawyers Association, commissioned by the architect Louis Domenech in Muntaner, following a certain Gothic and Orientalism premises. The professional ties between the decorator and the architect were crucial and culminated in the work for Casa Lleó Morera in Barcelona and Casa Navas in Reus. Paradigmatic works by the Domenech-Omar partnership. Louis Domenech posthumously described it as an orchestral conductor for his group work with different craftsmen, entrusted the soloist Gaspar Omar with the wrapping of these private rooms of the main floor where the owner's family lived. Lamps, textile elements, drapery, tapestry, carpets, ceramic tiles, and in particular the work of cabinet making and carpentry belong to Omar. The case of Domenech, the architect, and Omar is one of total and absolute rapport, and together they developed sets of great wealth and comfort that mirrored the tastes and the new lifestyle of the Catalan bourgeois. The seat from Casa Lleó Morera forms part of the furnishing for a living room and is permanently exhibited in the Manac collections, while that from Casa Navas in Reus, made at the same time, more or less, it's preserved in situ. This is one of the rarest and best preserved seats of Art Nouveau applied arts. In both cases, Omar used models based on modernizing traditional types with a medieval flavor. Certainly, these pieces don't stand out for their innovative structures. Let's remember to Omar knowledge of the European artistic novelty one must add his depth knowledge of the art of the past. He collected antiquities from glass, tiles, painting, testing, among other, a passion he shared with a circle of friends and collaborators among Josep Lluís Domènech i Muntaner, Puig i Cadafal. All of them were involved in the discovery and valuation of Catalan medieval heritage. These groups are from the same date as, more or less, the furniture in Gaudí's Casa Batlló, the difference being that the later are ergonomic and of an objectual nature. Will Omar doesn't not renounce the literary spirit of modernism. Just as Gallet carved decorative motifs from his homeland, French Lorraine, in Omar's furniture, too, we see citrix, blackberries leaves, olive, and other elements of local flora that bring him to his Mallorcan and Mediterranean origins. Gaudí's transgressive furniture, on the other hand, stand out for the psychical qualities of the raw materials with their textures, grains, knots and cracks, highlighting the essence of nature. In summary, he creates sets that turn their back on the past and are prelude to the modern and contemporary designs. Omar's furniture, made from olive wood, Spanish walnut, American oak, and Cuban mahogany, is striking for its bas-reliefs, the fire fretwork carving, leaded glass, upholstery, and very specially its marquetry, with designs by numerous collaborators. these symbolist pictures in wood, based update repertoires, fashion, fin de siècle, and British poetry are rooted in the traditional furniture that decorate the spaces, especially representative. Marquetry, a traditional artistic technique well established in Catalonia, combined a wide range of imported and date to create harmonies of red, gray, gold, and light green, in addition with the technique he used in making them, involving between 6 and 8 sheets of wood, he could incorporate the element in a given item of furniture to decorate ceilings and walls, or use it as an independent pictorial element and make various series in order to sell them. One of these of his most popular works of marquetry is his Danza de las Fadas, Dance of the Fairies, whose format in reminiscence of Kakemono. On the occasion of the preparation of the Omar exhibition that I mentioned in the beginning, other versions of this panel were located. The panel was designed by his habitual collaborator, Josep Pey, on the basis of a composition by the Czech artist Sergius Hubry. In identifying the palette of wood types used in the marquetry, we also had the spoken testimony of the Sagarra marquetry experts, the grandchildren of one of Omar's collaborators. These craftsmen still preserved the workshop's tools and material and worked with marquetry. They were able to identify by many of the layers of wood in this marquetry panel, many of which are now impossible to find. We also had information from the descendants of the wood importers who traveled all over the world with a fleet of Strian boots. One of their granddaughters had fond memories of the undyed blue wood from the forests of Canada and the characteristic brines with a texture with like alabaster of the ash from Hungary. We also have it on record that one of Omar's clients was Francesco Oliva, a dealer in timber from Northern Europe, who could have supplied Omar with raw materials. The marquetry adorned the furniture as though it was an art book, an illustrated magazine, or a poster. In this respect, one understanding piece is the hallway city I located in an old people's home run by Badalona Town Council, which had a marquetry panel built into it. This piece had come from the former home of the Barcelona industrialist Vicenç Bosch. Bosch donated the house to Badalona Town Council, which turned it into an old people's home with its furniture. The wood, discolored by the abrasive agents used to clean it, had lost its bright, silky appearance. The furniture was located in a place exposed to physical damage. It was also exposed to high levels of dying light and fluorescent light without ultraviolet radiation filters, and there was no control of relative humidity either. The city was missing its original upholstery. Before being exhibited in the exhibition in Museu d'Art Modern in Manac, it was put in the hands of the Manac's restorers, who cleaned it and retouched it. It was necessary to apply a layer of varnish with a polish pad. I'm sorry, but I don't have the picture of this moment. The designs and above all the location of a fragment of the original fabric preserved on the city itself were the key to the choice of apple green, one of Omar's favorite colors, for the upholstery. Since then, this piece has figured in international shows such as Paris-Barcelona, at the Picasso Museum in Barcelona and the Grand Palais in Paris in 2000, and Barcelona Modernity in the Cleveland Museum of Art and the Metropolitan Museum of Art in 2007. The work is currently displayed at the Museu Nacional d'Art de Catalunya in Barcelona, thanks to the long-term loan by the Badalona Town Council. This item is of exceptional quality and belongs to Omar's best creative period. The subject of the marquetry, figures dancing in a forest, once again reflects popularity of dance as highlighted at the World's Fair in Paris in the 1900. Let us not forget that one of the attractions at this event were the Cambodian dances by the famous Cleo de Merode to an Anit dance in the section on Indochina, as well as belly dancing and above all Loi Fuller dazzling dances performed in a pavilion that bore her name. This composition was of this furniture was designed by Josep Pey, who called it the La Sardana, the name of a traditional Catalan dance, as corroborated in the diary he kept, in which he recorded the different commissions he received from Gaspar Omar. The design also has affinities with the poster advertising the Prima Exposizione Internazionale di Arte Decorativa Moderna in Turin, made by Leonardo Bistolfi. Other iconography repertoire, such as Saint George, the Virgin of Montserrat, Pau Claris, of Catalan folk songs, alluded to localist productions of Gaspar Omar. Like all the furniture makers and interior decorators of his generations, Omar succumbed to the desires of a type of clientela who requested historical styles, and he alternated his modernist production with other types of furniture. Obviously, this kind of production, eclectic, lacking creativity, did not arouse our interest and therefore were not included in the exhibition of Gaspar Omar before mentioned. We know that Omar was an enthusiastic practitioner of modernism, who, like other manufacturers of the time, such as Josep Ribas, Joan Busquets, Omar imposed his own decorative criterion, and this less creative type of work make up a very small part for his career. He also adapted models designs by Viennese and French artists from chairs like Francis Jourdain's Bureau to furniture by Victor Balabrega and Joseph Niedermoser. The crisis that arose in Europe as a result of the First World War and far-reaching effects in changing people's tastes and habits. In addition, the increase in social and labor conflicts affected the furniture industry between 1916 and 1919. The woodworking sector was faced with a shortage of technical resources and fundamentally of raw materials. Strikes wreaked havoc in the carpentry sector. The crisis in modernism was obvious after 1910. It still had exhausted its expressive possibilities in its ability to say anything new. From then until the end of the 1913, coinciding with the outbreak of the Spanish Civil War and the subsequent breakup and closure of Omar's workshop, the situation brought an end to Omar's career as a furniture maker and his intense devotion to the world of antiquities. Here, for instance, there is an altar piece belonging to Gasparo Mar. Now it's in the cloister, in the Metropolitan, and it's a good example of his passion of the collectionism. In preparing to the Omar exhibition, we located a set of furniture. Now I have I don't know the image. We located a set of furniture made during his final period, which came from Casa Garí in San Vicenza Montal. The costly novel woods and the marquetry and carving were no longer the central features of these items covered with lacquered painting in blues and silver. They are a kind of poor furniture.
I'm sorry, it's very interesting, but I am obliged to ask you.
We consider exhibiting them as evidence of their adoption of the Art Deco style in his work, but were unable to, as they were in use by their owners. Years later, the house and his furnishing passed to new owners, who, in refurbishing the building, got rid of these items. The museum managed to recover them, and this fact once again spoke light the nomadic, fragile nature of furniture. Thank you.